USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump may be gearing up for a fight with certain Democratic governors over who has the authority to lift stay-at-home orders and reopen the economy. Some governors are warning that opening parts of the country too soon could spark a resurgence of the virus if proper containment measures like widespread diagnostic testing, identification, isolation, and contact tracing are not in place. Republican Congressman from Louisiana, though, Steve Scalise, tells Fox News this needs to be a joint effort between the president and governors.
Well, if you watch over these last 2 months, states have been taking their cue from the president. It's been the president that would come out and say, all right, let's socially distance and bring your crowds down to no more than 10 people.
Three churches in California are suing Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom over his lockdown, saying it violates their First Amendment rights. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Chase Bank. Social distancing means more consumers are performing everyday activities using digital tools these days. And for some, it can be the first time they go digital for things like banking or grocery shopping. Nearly two-thirds of smartphone users over 50 reported in 2019 that they don't use their devices for financial transactions. Chase and AARP Foundation have collaborated to help improve digital confidence and know-how, with free videos and worksheets on things like downloading an app, depositing checks, and avoiding scams. Alice Rodriguez, financial health leader for Chase, says,
there are many online tools that can help us handle everyday tasks from home, like banking. These free resources can help you stay safe and confident online and ready to spot misinformation and scams.
To take a free online workshop on financial technology, visit aarpfoundation.org/fintech. Again, that's aarpfoundation.org/fintech.
Former President Barack Obama is finally endorsing Joe Biden for president. In a video release, Obama says selecting Biden to be his VP was one of the best decisions that he made. Mississippi's tornado death toll is now at 12. The Mississippi Emergency Management Agency says that a third person has died in Jones County, which was hit by an EF4 twister. Now, tornadoes also took their toll on Georgia, as Georgia residents Emma and Charles Pritchett say they lost everything.
It's a shamble. We can't even get in the living room.
It's just a disaster.
It is.
I mean, what else do you make out of it? You got a house at 34, so it goes through the woods, so you don't know why then you ain't got none.
This Georgia resident shares her experience during the tornado.
My dad came on around, and we both pushed and we lifted the top of the house off of my mom as my son was trying to hold it and pull my mom out at the same time.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
President Trump strikes back at the mainstream media, playing bipartisan clips of support for how his administration handled the coronavirus crisis. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
So I issued travel restrictions on that date, even though nobody died, and I got brutalized over it by the press because I was way too early. I shouldn't have done it. Brutalized by the press. But, you know, sort of I've been brutalized for the last 4 years.
At the daily White House coronavirus briefing, President Trump setting the record straight with the mainstream media, showing a video with clips from many Democrats and Republican lawmakers, too, praising the president and the administration for how it has conducted itself during the coronavirus crisis. Now, in this video, you hear from New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman.
He was accused of xenophobia. He was accused of making a racist move. At the end of the day, it was probably effective.
California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom.
He returns calls. He reaches out. He's been proactive.
And the Democratic governors of New York and New Jersey, Cuomo and Murphy.
His team is on it. They've been responsive.
NASCAR driver Kyle Larson has been fired by Chip Ganassi Racing Tuesday for his use of a racial slur during a live stream during a virtual race on Sunday. Larson was suspended by NASCAR on Monday for the incident, and all of his major sponsors, including McDonald's, Credit One Bank, and Chevrolet, ended their partnership with Larson. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.